Fairly big city, but it was a different time. Life was simpler and safer then. We used to ride our bikes and walk everywhere until it was dark and thus time to go home. Before we had any pets at our house, independent six-year-old that I was, I'd explore other yards to see what pets they had and occasionally find myself trespassing to make a new friend. My parents never let me forget the time I ignored the home by dark rule. I had made fast friends that day with a neighbor's dog, and at a certain point the family who lived there told me it was time to go home, so off I went, out the gate and out of sight. But when the family disappeared into their abode, I let myself back in and continued to play with the dog. When you're a kid, you don't think about little things like worried parents or breaking and entering. My subterfuge was uncovered during a heated game of fetch. The stick that was thrown accidentally hit the window. Do you like how I put that one on the stick? Like I wasn't the one who threw it? That's just because I couldn't find a way to blame the dog. When the curtains opened and the couple peered out to see what the noise was, I stood very still. I tried to think of myself as a chameleon, hoping to blend in with their yard. Maybe I should have gone with ninja instead of chameleon, because that didn't work at all. Oddly, I was not invisible. And the kind woman came out and invited me into their house to play with the dog inside, where there would be no fetch or broken windows. A heartwarming story, isn't it? Funny how all of that changes when the police come knocking on the door. Yes, that's what happened. Apparently, they were canvassing the neighborhood at the prompting of my panicked parents. At least it's nice to know they cared. I'd honestly been completely oblivious to the terror I was putting my parents through by not returning home on time. But you'd better believe I heard about it when I got home. Over and over until I went to sleep that night. However, you could say that my little B&E was actually rewarded, because that very same week my parents got brandy for me. So this would never happen again. Whenever my parents went out of town, my paternal grandmother would stay with us. This is a woman who grew up in Scotland during World War II. I wouldn't exactly say she was a hard ass, but I knew well enough that if Grandma said no, the answer was no. Still, I adored her. We always had a great relationship, though my healthy respect for her likely was why my parents felt safe leaving me in her care. One day when my parents were away and Grandma was in charge, I went next door to our neighbor's house. For some reason, Grandma wouldn't let me take Brandy. I knew Brandy would be upset, but I also knew I couldn't argue with Grandma, so I left Brandy behind. That was the last time I saw Brandy alive. Since I was right next door, Brandy could hear my voice as I laughed and played with the other kids, and it drove her crazy. She wanted to be with me. She knew I was just one fence hop away, so she tried to leap it. But her collar caught on the fence, and she hanged herself. Thankfully, I didn't actually see her on the fence. I learned what happened from my parents. But even just knowing how it happened was too much. If you're listening to this audiobook, you are obviously an animal lover, and I'm sure that sad story was rough on you. You can imagine how hard it hit me, a child for whom Brandy was family. Many of us have suffered the tragedy of having a beloved pet killed by a passing car, and I'm not taking anything away from how painful that is. But the circumstances of Brandy's death were just crushing. I couldn't get the image out of my mind. My girl hanging there limp and lifeless, and all just because she wanted to come play with me. It turned my insides out. While most of my childhood memories are pretty fuzzy, this one sticks out clear as day. It's the first memory I have of being truly heartbroken and knowing I had lost something I'd never thought I'd lose. As a child, you don't think about the unfairly short lifespans of your pets. You assume this friend will be with you forever. But even if I had been prepared for the fact that someday, maybe 10 or 14 years down the road, I might have to say goodbye to her, this had never been in the cards. To this day, thinking about her makes my eyes water. The majority of my memories as a child are of vacations or riding my bike around the lake near my house. And yes, my Dennis the Menace-like explorations of the neighborhood. Brandy's death is the one moment of gut-wrenching sadness I remember like it was yesterday. That sharp pain of loss coupled with feeling entirely to blame for her trying to join me next door. For months, I would wake up in the middle of the night and call out her name. I'd sob uncontrollably when